News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, asylum seekers who are working should have to contribute to the cost of their accommodation in direct provision centres. CEO of Durris, John Lennon, and independent TD for Cork North Central, Ken O'Flynn, are joining us. Of course, we're quoting Simon Harris there, those comments about asylum seekers perhaps having to contribute. I'll come to you first, John Lennon. Do you agree?
Good morning. We've heard this a few times now from Simon Harris over the last couple of months. Yeah, it's all very well asking people to contribute, but we've got to balance that with consideration of what they would be contributing to. You know, they're generally living in substandard, overcrowded accommodation. Like hundreds of the people that he's expecting to contribute to be asked to live or are living in tents. It's also very difficult for people to find work. When they do, it's generally low paid, requires travelling, people are working on sociable hours, skills and qualifications that they have are generally not recognised here in Ireland. But consider that families who are in the international protection system that they're likely to be supporting can't access childcare. Also really important to bear in mind that these children don't get supports that the rest of us take for granted, like children's allowance. Despite provision being made in the last two budgets for a child payment to be made to families in the international protection system, they haven't got a cent of that. So it's quite unfair to expect people to contribute if they're not going to provide the same support, the same standards of living to the people in the international protection as the rest of us expect and okay. receive.
Let me bring in Ken O'Flynn, TD for Cork North Central. What's your response to that, Ken?
Good morning. And just to clarify, I'm a TD for Cork and for Cork North Central, but I'm also a member of Independent Ireland. There's four of us, a small party. But look, it is rare for me, but I have to say, I think the Taoiseach is absolutely right. If someone is working, I believe you're earning an income, you should be expected to contribute into the state towards the cost of accommodation. Like every other Irish worker does. And, you know, I can remember myself, my first job, getting, I think, 75 pund a week and having and handing 25 euros over to, or 25 pounds over to my mother a long, long time ago. But, you know, right now we have asylum seekers. Yes, some are in tents, but others are being housed in hotels, given three meals a day, handed out medical cards, the in receipt of social welfare payments in some cases. And also, you know, you have to look at where's the fairness in that. Irish families are being squeezed by raising rents and grocery bills and energy bills. They're paying into the state. They're contributing into the state. And I think the disparity between one group and another group is absolutely wrong. I think everybody who comes to the state needs to contribute to the state if they can do so.
Okay. Let me bring you back in, John. Is that a fair, I suppose, premise that if you come to the state and you are working, you should contribute to the state?
Well, I would agree with Ken in one thing when he says that the disparity between one group and another is absolutely wrong. The disparity between asylum seekers and the rest of the people in Ireland is absolutely wrong. The fact that people are forced to live in substandard accommodation, the fact that they don't get child payments, the fact that they find it extremely difficult to get the supports that the rest of us get. We have to remember here that, you know, people are coming to Ireland, entering the international protection system because they've fled from wars, they've fled from persecution, they've fled from the destruction that has been caused by climate change, making it impossible for them to live or to survive in the parts of the world that they're coming from. And when they arrive in Ireland, rather than getting the supports that they need to be able to establish a life for themselves here, they find themselves in situations where they're trying to get by. We have, over the years in Durris, supported very many people who are barely able to survive in the international protection system. Now, if we start to do what the government says, which is to implement a fair system, then we can start looking at asking people to contribute more in terms of payments for their accommodation.
Let me bring it in.
For people to get by on the 38.80 a week that they are.
Ken, your response to that?
My response to that is there's plenty of Irish people in very difficult situations as well. I think the Irish state has been incredibly generous to people that have entered this country under difficult circumstances, and rightly so, well done to them. But there comes a time where we have 15,000 Irish people on the streets, 4,500 of those being Irish children. And the reality is that everybody should be treated fair. And I know Irish people living in tents and working. There's one lad here in Cork, a chef, who's working and can't find accommodation, and he's contributing to the state, and he's finding it difficult, and we're trying to get him housed. So you know what? The reality is that I think Ireland has been incredibly generous. I think that there comes a stage where we have a huge amount of refugees in this country, and it's very difficult for the state to function. We have tariffs coming down the line. We have uncertainty coming down the line when it comes to employment in the next 2 years. And to ask people to contribute to, and who are working to pay their way and pay their fair share, I think is very,
and what
very,
about
I think
that,
is very fair.
That point, John, because I know you're saying a lot of people in you know, living in substandard accommodation, etc. But not everyone would be being asked to contribute. This is the people who are being asked to contribute potentially would be those who have managed to get jobs. And so that they're a different group within that group. Is that not fair?
Well, first of all, I find it incredible to think that Ken thinks we've been incredibly generous to asylum seekers. Giving somebody 38 euro 80 a week and expecting them to survive on that is not incredibly generous by any stretch of the imagination. Now, look,
are
I think
they accommodated?
For people who
are most of them are
people,
accommodated.
John, just for clarity, they get the 38 euros per week, but they also get the cost of international accommodation for them is 84 euros per day on top of that, or 588 euros per week. So that's on top of the 38.
So just to be clear.
That's the cost that the government are paying for.
Yeah,
the
it isn't 38. It's 588 plus 38, just for clarity.
Look, I think getting back to the question you asked me about the employment, it's difficult for people to find proper paid employment. You know,
I know, but those who have it, I'm not talking about those who are looking for it, I'm talking about those who have it. Is it unfair to ask those to contribute?
If the supports that people got when they're in the international protection system were fair, then it's also fair to look at the contributions that people are making towards that accommodation and towards the type of life that they're being given by the state. Like, bear in mind here now that the government has failed on multiple counts and its responsibilities to provide reception conditions for people. There are 2,000 people on the streets who haven't been provided with accommodation by the state. And when you look at the situation in relation to employment, you know, employers are typically very reluctant to take people in.
No, I know, John, but we're saying those who are in work, not those who are looking, not those who are struggling to find a job. The question is whether those who are in work should contribute. So they've already found jobs.
The work that people have is extremely precarious because, as I said, employers are typically reluctant to take people in the system because they fear their work permits won't be renewed. So, look, if we're going to ask people to contribute and to pay to the state, then the state has got to provide them with the types of supports, the types of services that are adequate to ensure that they have a reasonable and fair.
Look, I'm going to give the last word on this to Ken O'Flynn from Independent Ireland, simply because I gave the first word to you, John. This would be something that you would support, that those who are working in the...
Absolutely. And bear in mind, there's asylum seekers living in hotels, getting 3 meals a day, getting toiletries and sundries. There's Irish people down in Cork Simon and various other charities that are waiting to go in and lucky to get a mattress and thrown out at 7 o'clock in the morning and put on the streets. 15,000 Irish people, by the way, not just 2,000 refugees. And I think in fairness, what John is saying, you know, I'd love to look at exactly John's function and how many bleeding heart organisations are drawing down money claiming to be benefiting for asylum seekers. But the reality is that we have a situation here where we're asking people who can contribute, who are working.
Okay.
And believe me, there's plenty of jobs out there for people.
I'm actually...
If you work, you should contribute into this
Ken,
state, for God's sake.
I'm going to allow John to respond to that last point that you made, because I think that's only fair. John, have you anything to say to that?
I'm not quite sure which comment you'd expect me to respond to there. Ken's comments about bleeding heart organisations may be directed at human rights organisations like Durris, like ours, that are providing and advocating on behalf of asylum seekers. Let's remember here that the government talks about being fair but firm, but they're now implementing stronger border controls, resulting in arrests, charges for failure to produce travel documents, etc. And this raises major concerns about potential refusals of entry into the international protection process for people. You know, we've got to remember that people have a right to come here to seek international protection. There's a desperate need for them to do that.
Okay.
They've come from situations of war.
And we have those points.
And policies like this of being...
Okay, no, John, I was literally just going to let you respond to this suggestion of sort of NGOs and bleeding hearts. But look, thank you very much, both of you, for talking to us on that this morning. That is the CEO of Durris there, John Lannan, and Independent Ireland TD for Cork North Central, Ken O'Flynn. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.